This is the Aviat Merli of the 15th of February 2026. Original date, the 22nd of February 2009. In order to claim the gift of going fast and coming in the first division on your birth, your breath and thoughts should be powerful. Let your heart be big and true, and every need of yours will then be fulfilled. Today, the Zero Father has come to meet his hero children. On this day, all of you have come to celebrate the Father's birthday, and along with that, you have also come to celebrate your own birthday. Bap Dada is giving all of you children everywhere, whether you are sitting personally in front of him or are far away but close to his heart, congratulations with all relationships. In that, there are congratulations in three relationships in particular. Baba is especially giving greetings as the father, teacher and Satguru in the form of sustenance, education and blessings to all of you children everywhere. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations to all of you children. Devotees also celebrate this special birthday. But you children know that this birthday is the birthday of the imperishable love of the Father and the children. From the beginning, the Father and children have been together. Together with that, the Father has been with the children in the task of world transformation because there is a lot of love between the Father and the children. You are together now and you are also going to return home together. The Father cannot go back without the children and the children cannot go back without the Father. Because you are together with the love in your hearts. After going home, when you go to your kingdom, you will rule there with Father Brahma. So of all of your births, this birth is the loveliest and the most unique. No other birth out of the 84 births in the whole cycle has the same value as this birth. Such a lovely birth in which you also have the company. This is the special birth that is as valuable as a diamond. So have all of you come to celebrate your birthday or the Father's birthday? Or has the Father come to celebrate the children's birthday? Or have the children come to celebrate the Father's birthday? Everywhere, devotees celebrate Shiv Jayanti or Shivratri. They celebrate with a lot of love. Seeing the devotees, Bap Dada gives them the fruit of their devotion. However, there is a difference in the way that they celebrate and the way that you celebrate. They celebrate at night, whereas you celebrate at Amrit Vela. Amrit Vela is the most elevated time. It is at Amrit Vela that Bap Dada fills the aprons of all of the children with blessings. The aprons of all of you are filled with blessings, are they not? Every day you receive a blessing from the Father, the bestower of blessings. Each one of you children has received so many blessings from Bap Dada. Your apron is filled with those blessings, is it not? So all of you have arrived here with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. Baptdada is very, very pleased to see all the children and continues to sing the song, Wah, children, wah. Children say, Wah, Baba, wah. So the father says, Wah, children, wah. All of those who become the father's children are the handful out of multi-millions of souls. There are millions of souls in the world, whereas you are the handful of children out of those souls, whom the Father calls his lucky and lovely children. Do you have the intoxication that in every cycle you are the handful of children out of multi-millions? No matter how many souls with such great positions there may be at present, there are only a handful out of multi-millions of children from all corners who have recognized the Father and are celebrating his birthday. Do you have the happiness that you are that handful out of multi-millions? Do you have that intoxication? Raise your hands. You have imperishable intoxication, do you not? It is not an intoxication that is only there sometimes, is it? It is constantly there and it will always remain. Maya does test you and you experience that, do you not? Maya also has a lot of love for God's children. But you children know that Maya has had a relationship with God's children from the beginning until now. Maya and God's children have a connection with one another. Maya's duty is to come, whereas what is the duty of you children? It is to chase Maya away from a distance. Do not let her come. Or do you allow her to come? No, chase her away from a distance. When you allow her to come, she develops the habit of coming. She also feels that you allow her to come, so she comes. However, the father sees that some children not only allow Maya to come, but they offer her hospitality, and they offer her tea or coffee. Do you know what hospitality you offer her? You come under Maya's influence and think that the board of too late has not yet been put up, that there is still time, that you are making effort and that you will reach your destination. So Maya also feels that you allowed her to come. And secondly, you also give her company. You offer her hospitality. Some children are able to recognize Maya. Some children make a mistake in recognizing Maya and wonder whether it is Maya's directions or the father's directions. Because of not recognizing her, they come under Maya's influence. Baptdada is telling his lucky Mahavira victorious children, do not allow her to come. Now do not spend your time allowing Maya to come and then chasing her away. Because there is little time left, and the promise you made to carry out the task of becoming world transformers and world servers, and giving souls of the world the Father's introduction, and giving them their inheritance of liberation in life, is not yet accomplished. Use your time in accomplishing that task. If you use your time in chasing Maya away, then how will you fulfill your promise of becoming world transformers? You are the Father's companions, are you not? You promised him at birth, "We will remain with you now and return home together." Therefore, now chase Maya away from a distance on the basis of the powers you have received from the Father. Do not use your time in that. Look, you have been making effort for 70 years. Now is not the time for Maya to come and for you to chase her away, because you know her. You are knowledgeful, are you not? You have the knowledge of the whole drama. Therefore, knowledgeful children, in what do you have to use your time? You have to accumulate two treasures a lot. Which two treasures? One is the treasure of thoughts, and the other is of time. Both treasures are great, and all of you know this, because you are knowledgeful children of the knowledgeful Father. You are Master Knowledgeful, are you not? Are you full? Some of you are knowledgeable, but are not knowledgeful. Who are you? Are you knowledgeful? Raise your hands. Are you knowledgeful or knowledgeable? All of you are knowledgeful? Raise your hands. Good. Wah. You have full knowledge. Do you have the knowledge to chase Maya away? Do those sitting at the back have this? Acha, you are all waving your flags. Do you mothers have it? Are you mothers knowledgeful? Double foreigners? Double foreigners are also waving their flags. Acha. Just see how beautiful this scene is. The flags are looking very good. So, to be knowledgeful means to chase Maya away from a distance. So, are you like that? Babdada has already told you that it is only at this time of the confluence age that the bank exists, in which you can accumulate your treasures. Then, throughout the whole cycle, you will not have the bank in which you can accumulate. Whatever you have accumulated at this time, that will continue to be useful. However, the bank in which to accumulate it only opens now, at the confluence age. Therefore, what do you tell people? You tell everyone when giving this message, if not now, then never. So do all of you remember this? If not now, then never. Do you always remember it? The birth of the confluence age is the shortest of all, but it is the invaluable birth. The value of this birth continues throughout the cycle. So you do check how much you have accumulated, do you not? Are you accumulating as much as you want to? Babdada has already told you that the time for walking has now finished. It is now time to fly. The time for making effort has finished. It is now the time for making intense effort. This too is a short time. This is why Babdada has given you double foreigners the title Double Intense Effort Makers. Speak. Are you double intense effort makers? Raise your hands. Double intense effort makers, Is this firm? Acha. Along with birthday greetings, Bap Dada is also congratulating you. Multi-million-fold congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Bap Dada saw that some children have paid attention to the homework that he gave of being okay. Only a few have claimed 100 marks. There are more with 50%. However, Bap Dada wants that... Should Baba tell you what he wants? Bap Dada has hopes in each one, who is a lamp of Baba's hopes, of the Mahavir children who fulfill Bap Dada's hopes. So according to the time, if you do not accumulate this over a long period of time in the chart of intense effort from now, then Bap Dada will remind you of three expressions from time to time. Suddenly, ever ready, and accumulating in your account over a long period of time. Bap Dada wants that in your kingdom, and you are happy that your kingdom is about to come. At present, you give the message that the Father has come. In the same way, you also give the good news that your divine kingdom, the kingdom of peace and happiness, is about to come. When you give everyone this message, only those who have accumulated intense efforts in their account over a long period of time will claim a right to the full fortune of the kingdom from the first birth to the 21st birth. Keep this account of over a long period of time in your awareness, because there is pleasure in a new home. If you come after two or three births, if a building were to be 2 or 3 months old, then what would you say? Is it new or 3 months old? Bap Dada wants each of his especially beloved children, the most wonderful children, the children seated on the Father's heart throne, to come in the first birth as Father Brahma's companions. Do you like this? Do you like it? Do you like it? Acha. So what will you have to do? You will have to do something, will you not? You like it, and the Father also likes it. So what will you have to do? Now, let the past be the past. Bap Dada will forgive you for that. That is the past. From now, what will you give the Father as his birthday gift? You will give a gift, will you not? You have come to celebrate the Father's birthday. So what gift will you give him? Baba's hope in each child is that even now, in this last period, you can go fast. Those who have come for the first time, raise your hands. Acha. To all you children who have come last, Bap Dada is giving multi-million-fold congratulations to those who have come here for the first time. Baba is telling you about one fortune. There is still a margin to create your fortune, because the board of too late has not yet been put up. If someone who has come last makes fast effort, then he can be last so fast, and fast so first, and come in the first division. Not the first number, because that is already known, but he can come in the first division. Do you like this? Do you new children who have come like it? You have a chance. Bapdada will give you a seat, but you will have to do something for that. Pay attention with every breath and in every thought. Let every breath and every thought be powerful. Let it not be wasteful, because what is the title of all of you? Those who have come for the first time and those who have come many times? You are the powerful children, not the weak children. What is the love and remembrance that Bapdada gives? Love and remembrance every day is, beloved, long lost and now found children who are seated on the heart throne. This is why Bapdada is giving you this golden chance. However, those who wish to take it can take it. The Father will give. He is bound to do that. Are there any intense effort makers? You have a chance. Once the board of too late is put up, everything will be finished. However, what will you give Bapdada as his birthday gift? You have come to celebrate this birthday, have you not? Bapdada has given all of you children a special gift on your birthday. And that is that if you make 90% intense effort from today to the end, then Bapdada will increase it by 10%. Do you agree to that? Anything wasteful now has to finish. When the deities of the Golden Age come, they don't understand the language that you speak here. When you use the word effort, they would ask, "What is effort?" Because they are the ones who are experiencing the reward. In the same way, you intense effort makers need to have completely finished everything wasteful in your dreams, thoughts, and practical actions. Do you have this courage? Baba will give you 10% grace marks. Do you agree? Raise your hands. By what percentage are you certain? 100%? No? 110%? Because Bapdada does not like it without the children and their company. The Father believes that since you have said, "My Baba," and Baba has said, "My child," you have become equal to the Father. Now there is a need for determined thought. You have had a book printed, have you not? Determined thoughts are the key to success. Do not allow your thoughts to become common. Who are you? Would it look good if the president here were to act in an ordinary way? So who are you? You are the residents of three thrones. The biggest throne of all is Bapdada's heart throne. So those who have the heart throne will at least become the companions in the first birth. Although only one will sit on the throne, you can at least become the ones who have a right to become part of the royal family of the kingdom. So those who fulfill the companionship, you will at least go back home together. Bapdada will take you somehow. Whether he takes you via somewhere or directly, he will definitely take you back. Then, would you remain sitting in the home? Would it be good if Father Brahma were to go away and you remained seated there? You are Raj Yogis, are you not? What title do you give yourselves? And what do you teach others? Raj Yoga or Praj Yoga? The yoga to become subjects. Even if there are royal subjects, you are not the subject yogis. You are Raj Yogis. So will all of you remember the gift that the Father has given all of you? Till when? Till the end. Bapdada has seen that you make a lot of effort, and when Bapdada sees the children working very hard, he doesn't like to see the children labouring so. Therefore, remain lost in love, and effort will then finish. When you say my Baba, then all other mine finishes. When you say my Baba, then mine for everything else finishes in that, does it not? You bring a toy in which you have so many, one inside another, like Russian dolls. There are 10 to 12 merged in one. You show that toy, and you are those who say, my Baba, are you not? He is my Baba, is he not? He is not the Baba of Maharatis. My Baba. Since he is my Baba, then merge everything of mine that is limited in yours. Instead of mine, say yours, and there will be so much difference. How much difference is there between mine, Mira, and yours, Tira? Just the letters M and T. There is the difference of just one letter. So it is firm. My Baba. Is it not? Is it firm? How much percentage? 100% or 101%? Show one finger for 101%. Those who are saying 101%, raise your hands. Bapdada is seeing it. It is also being shown on the TV. Acha. To all you children everywhere who are seated on Bapdada's heart throne, to all the intense effort makers everywhere, to all of the children everywhere who have accepted the gift that Bapdada has given, and to those who have given Bapdada a gift through their thoughts, to the determined effort makers who constantly make their thoughts determined, to all of the children who make a promise and bring about revelation, lots and lots of love and affection from Bapdada's heart. Please accept love and remembrance from the heart. To all you children, again and again, congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Blessing. May you be constantly up above by having the attitude of being a guest, and thereby making your household and your stage elevated. Those who move along whilst considering themselves to be guests become detached from the houses of their bodies. A guest does not have anything of his own. He uses everything, but not with the feeling of ownership. While using all the facilities, to the extent that he is detached from them, he will be just as loving to the Father. He is easily beyond the body, the relations of the body, and all possessions. to the extent that a householder has an attitude of being a guest, he accordingly becomes elevated, and his stage remains high. Slogan: make your nature pure and clean, and success will be merged in every step of yours. Aviat signal: with the speciality of unity and faith become full of success. You now have to show the world the reality of all of us being one, united. We belong to the one, and we have a constant and stable stage. We stay in love with the one and reveal the name of the one. Now hoist the flag of this lovely and unique golden stage. Whether you are junior or senior, ill or healthy, a Maharati or a horse rider, all of you have to be united and cooperative. You will then easily become an embodiment of success. Om Shanti.